2 yards.
Not sure how you pronounce this guy's last name, Matt Donato.
He was in the backyard before the ball was.
Yeah, the backfield. So third down and about 2 yards to go now for the Blackjacks. So an I formation again for the Blackjacks with two wideouts, one on each side.
Whoa,
there, he got a little too anxious that time as he's going to be called for offside.
There you go, the first down for the Blackjacks. Move the ball forward.
But that was 51 again that got into the backfield.
Well, last time he got him back for a two-yard loss, and this time we get a five-yard gain. So.
And that's the first penalty against the Lancers tonight. So first and 10 for the Blackjacks.
New rule this year that once the ball is set, the clock has started right away. Not really a new rule, but enforced that you get the ball game going faster.
Yeah. Well, again, shotgun formation for the Blackjacks. Coming in motion is number 5, Brayson Boyk. And Lebo's still
in trouble.
Yeah. He was really sacked up there. He broke the first tackle but couldn't get away from the other three Lancer players. And a loss on the play as the ball is spotted back to the 37-yard line. So they lost about 10, 11, 12 yards on that. So a big loss. Lancers are really putting pressure on Gunnar Liebel.
Black ball just went ahead 6-0 to McRae. All right, big play here. Second down and 20.
Yeah. Ball is spotted at the Lancer 37-yard line. Shotgun formation again for the Blackjacks. The Lancers are really up. Oh, now we've got delay of game called against the Blackjacks. So another penalty. That'll be the sixth penalty.
Well,
Blackjacks.
Gives you farther to get that touchdown. More yards to write down on the book.
I always say that's the worst penalty, though, is a delay of game. There's really no excuse for that.
No, ball's back on the 42-yard line now.
Yeah, and that's where they initially
got second and 25.
Yeah. So the clock continues to run, 7:45 left to go here in the third period. Still 14-7 in favor of the Blackjacks. Shotgun formation for Dawson Boyd. Rolling to his right is Liebel, looking. He's going to keep it out of bounds, and that should be a late hit. And
it is.
Yep.
And the coaches are not happy.
Well, you can see that. He did not have to do that once Liebel went out of bounds.
No, he hit him out of bounds, and it was definitely a penalty because it was right in front of us.
Yep.
Well, that's automatic first down.
Yeah.
You know, we had 25, second down and 25, and that's going to change the whole gambit of the game here.
I mean, he was two steps out when the guy
was on the white, line, which is where all the players are.
So that's the second penalty against the Lancers tonight, and a big one.
Yes, it isn't a first down, but 15-yard penalty, so it's going to be second and 10.
Yep. So costly penalty against the Lancers, so the ball is spotted now at the Lancer 27-yard line. Blackjacks again taking a lot of time in the huddle.
Let's not throw another time flag here.
No. Shotgun formation. They've got three wideouts on the far sidelines there, one on the near sidelines. Liebel the shotgun. Looking back to pass and rolling to his right now. Now he's going to keep it. He's still on his feet and gets up to about the 25-yard line. Picks up maybe 2 yards.
You can feel that from up here.
he took a big hit.
He got hit right in the middle of the field at all.
Yep.
So we're going to have third and
about
eight.
Yeah, long eight. So the ball at the Lancer 25-yard line. So Blackjacks in four-down territory, however. So if they don't get it on this one, they'll evidently go for it on fourth.
Field goal.
That'd be a long one.
That'd be a long one, but see what they pick up here. We got third and 8.
At the Lancer 25-yard line, shotgun formation, two wideouts on each side. Gunner takes the snap, and he's Throws it over the middle, and oh, and now we got
flag.
Flag,
interference. Yeah, Blake is, says, yeah, they hit me all over. And
yeah,
the flag was thrown.
So Lancer's all of a sudden really picking up the penalties here.
Blake is came right over the middle and got hit before the ball got there, so flag thrown. So we got another penalty on the Canby Lancers.
Yeah, let's see where they spot the ball. Yeah. So a defensive holding against the Lancers.
First down.
Yep, it'll be all the way down to the 15-yard line of the Lancers. So the Blackjacks being helped on this drive by some costly penalties against
big
the Lancers.
One. This hit on Lebo out of bounds was a big one.
Yeah.
And then this holding they called on against the Lancers, Boyk going across the middle. So we'll see if the Blackjacks can punch this in. They need to punch it in.
Yeah, they got a spread offense there again. Lebel in shotgun formation. He's going to keep it and run it right
running.
Up the middle.
Nice run.
Yeah, he gets down to about the, looks like, what? The
5-yard line.
5-yard line. So a nice quarterback draw.
Right. They got to give the line credit there. Nice hole going right up the middle.
And sometimes that's a good way to beat that. You know, they've really been rushing and coming in hard, and that's a good way to beat that hard rush sometimes if you can get a hole.
Well, you know, this modern-day offense, if you want to call it, is a split offense. So gives you some more room to run up the middle.
Yeah, Gunner picked up about 8 yards in that quarterback draw.
Short two.
High formation this time for the Blackjacks. Liebel in under center. And they'll give it to Sather as he tries to nitpick his way, and he's going to be close, but they might be a little bit short. Let's see where they spot the ball.
They're going to have to measure, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Nope, short.
No, going to be a little bit short. Nope.
No, first down.
It is a first down. So it'll be first and goal. So a nice job by Cameron Sather to pick up that first down.
So they got the ball on the 5-yard line?
Yep, right at the 5-yard line. So first and goal at the Lancer 5-yard line.
See if the Blackjacks can hold on to this ball and punch it in.
Grayson Boyk comes in with the play from the sidelines. Good to see Boyk back out there.
Yes,
he
it is.
Sat out a little while.
End of the first half.
Well, is this time for an alley-oop to Boyk?
I don't know. They got two guys on him. And
okay, shotgun formation.
No, but
it's Sather, and he's trying to put his head down, and he's going to be stopped short.
Nice run, though.
Yeah.
Sather on the left side, and he's close.
The second and a goal at about the 1-yard line.
Yeah, they need to punch it in here. They've been down here before and haven't gotten it in.
In fact, it's less than a yard. Looks like it's about the 1-foot line.
They got to punch this in. They need to get back on the scoreboard. Gamby's, they hadn't been shooting themselves in the foot here.
Well, it kind of changed momentum again before the end of the first half.
Exactly.
It was all Gamby, and now it's been the Blackjacks. I formation again. And let's see.
Quarterback.
Well, I thought it was going to be a quarterback. Well, let's see. Did he hang on to it? Nope. Had his fingers on it.
He did, one-handed, and then quite held on to it.
But boy, that was a nice fake by Liebel.
I know, but that's a risky pass. There was a lot of Canby guys back there defending Boyk. They were all over him.
Yep.
Boyk got one hand on it. Liebel rolled to the right, and Grayson Boyk came all the way across and just couldn't quite hold on to it. So we got third down and two.
Or third and goal at about the 1-foot line. Well, let's see if it's going to be a quarterback keeper here this time. Nope. They're going to flip it out and give it to Hansen, and Hansen's going to be in for the
touchdown.
So a flip out to Nathan Hansen, and he takes it around the end and punches her in.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Blackjacks.
Blackjacks needed that one. So right now it's 20-7 with 4:36 to go in the third quarter. We're going to have the extra point here.
If you're a Blackjack fan watching at home in the middle, if you want a long, high-consuming drive, we punch it in.
So that was a long drive by the Blackjacks, aided by some costly penalties. And there's the kick. It's up, and it is good. And that makes it 21-7 in favor of the Blackjacks with 4:36 left to go here in the third period. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Okay, and Parker Boston has the ball teed up at the Blackjack 40-yard line. Blackjack leading 21-7.
21-7
to score. And
we got a Hasted down here right on the – that's for the kickoff team. So
your grandson,
Hasted. Here we go, and they're off.
All right, nice kick. And it's going to go – yeah,
I was just shy of the, like on the 3-yard line.
Yep, so that'll be a penalty against the Blackjacks.
That's too bad.
Just about got into the end zone. So that'll put him, what, at the 35-yard line?
That's too bad.
Yeah. But it was a pretty nice kick.
It was a great kick.
By Boston. Okay, they...
Well, they're going to penalize them.
Huh. Oh, okay.
That's for blessing.
I thought it was because it went out of bounds on the kickoff.
Well, that's true. It did that too. But before that happened, somebody must have got over the line here on the kickoff. And so they moved.
I think it was number 8.
Was it? Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Dwight.
I don't think so because I was watching him. So he's on the outside. He's the gunner on the outside here on the right side, so he's right in front of us. So he better be doing good for Grandpa.
Okay, so this time.
He's right here again.
We'll be kicking from the Blackjack 35-yard line.
Okay, keep it in bounds and kick it just as far.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, still a nice kick. It's going to be fielded by Wagner at about the 21-yard line of the Lancers, and he's still on his feet, still going, does a nice stiff arm, still going, breaks tackles, and he's still going, doubles forward, and finally down he goes. But boy,
now we got a flag again.
He is really a strong runner, isn't he?
Face mask. There's a penalty flag. Another penalty flag. This one's on the coach.
Yeah.
We got the coaches, Canby coaches are not happy down here.
No, they aren't.
Well, we got one at least on the Canby coach. We got holding on Canby, and we got a.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
That's going to push Canby way back.
Yeah.
Canby's ball.
Yeah, that was.
Well, they said a warning.
Well, they still get penalized for it, though, don't they?
It doesn't look like it.
Oh, okay.
So the was just a warning. They got away with murder.
Well,
that's right.
Yeah, first and 10 for the Lancers. They will be
32.
At their own 32-yard line. Would have been at the 48-yard line if that play would have stood. But nice run by Wagner. He's he's a tough runner. So shotgun formation for the Lancers. As the penalties are piling up against the Lancers now, they'll flip it out to number...
Whoa, nice tackle.
Yeah. Boy, that would have been a big gain if they wouldn't have... Who did that?
Number 4, Olsen.
Olsen.
Tripped him up right in the middle. Otherwise, he would have been gone down the sideline, so picked up about 6. It could have easily been a lot more than that. Nice tackle there by number 4, Olsen.
Yep, so second down and about 4 yards to go. Ball at the Lancer 37-yard line. Shotgun formation again for Wagner and the Lancers. And man in motion, Hausman, and this time they fake the handoff, and Wagner keeps it himself, and he gets up to about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, I picked up a couple.
So that'll make it third down and 2 yards to go.
You know, that gives Wagner a lot of running room when they split everybody out like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to cover the receivers, and he gets some time, gets some room to run up the middle.
And I think Wagner will probably keep it and pick up the first down for the...
Oh, come on.
He's tough to bring down.
Well, the Blackjacks have been doing pretty good, though.
Yep. Nope, they flip it out to Hausman. Boy, a big hole up the middle. He lowers his head, and finally the Blackjacks bring him down just short of the 50-yard line, but it's the first down for the Lancers.
We got a couple Blackjacks down.
So it'll be first down for the Lancers.
Tackled by Blake.
Yep.
So
first and 10 for the Lancers. That's only the third first down for the Lancers here tonight.
They got the ball in the 49. They're 49. So three minutes to go in the third quarter.
Blackjacks leading 21-7. Shotgun formation again for Wagner and the Lancers. Hausman in motion.
Oh, he hit
off the quarterback keeper right up the middle and still going. Boy, he just drags Sacklers with him. He gets up to about the 44-yard line. He's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
But did you see after the play, looking at where all the Cambulancers' line was really blocking? They're actually laying on a lot of the Blackjacks' line there. So.
Well, I guess it's going to be...
Got to give credit to the...
Yeah. Second down and 2 yards. I thought it was a yard to go, but... And they'll hand off to Hausman. Hausman picking his way, trying to get around the corner, and he's off to the races, but he's going to be hit, knocked out of bounds at about the 19-yard line. So another first down by the Lancers.
Yeah, Lancers are definitely on the move.
Keeping it on the ground and doing some good, strong running.
That's kind of been a little bit of the Blackjacks'
downfall.
The weakness there, the running game against them.
So 2:05 left to go here in the third quarter. The Lancers on the move, first and 10 at the Blackjack 19-yard line. And this time it's a quarterback keeper, and it's Wagner. And again, he's just fighting his way and dragging tacklers with him. Drew Yamlin finally brings him down, but not until he picks up 8 yards. So it'll be second down and 2 yards to go. Ball spotted at the Blackjack 10-yard line.
Got a minute and 37 seconds to go in the third quarter here. Score is the Blackjacks 21, Canby 7, but they're threatening.
Yeah, this drive started at the Lancer 32-yard line. They're moving down the field, keeping the ball on the ground. The Wagner-Hausman show.
Pass.
This time he's looking to pass. He's rolling to his left, and he's still going. And a defensive play by
Olson jumped up defending the goal, and he jumped up and knocked the ball out of the way. So great defense there for the Blackjacks. We got third and 3.
So an incomplete pass. Clock stops at a minute 15 left to go here in the third period. Blackjacks leading 21-7, but the Lancers on the move. Wagner again in shotgun formation. Two wideouts, one on each side. Wagner flips it to Hausman, and nice tackle in the backfield by number 7.
Shocker. Got in the backfield for a loss. Great defensive play there by Shocker.
Well, the ball is going to be spotted at about the 17-yard line of the Lancers, so it's going to be fourth down and
nine.
Yeah.
That was a big play there. Great defensive play.
And Shocker was fired up when he got up.
He should be. Well, see if hold it here. 42 seconds to go in the third quarter.
So fourth down and 9 yards to go for the Lancers. Shotgun formation. They've got two wideouts on the far sidelines, one on the near. Hausman in motion. Wagner back to pass. Looking, deep, going long. And
intercepted. No, oh, dropped.
He caught it.
He caught it.
Oh, in the head.
Yeah, it looked like it was intercepted, but he pulled it out of his hands. That was 26, Huzzable.
Olsen is talking to the refs. He was all over him. I thought Olsen had intercepted it.
Took it right out of his hands. But that's, you got to give credit to Huzzable to do that.
Touchdown, Camby.
So that makes the score 21-13 with 21 seconds left to go here in the third period, and the Lancers setting up for the point after.
That was a wow.
Yeah, that was. Good play. Yeah, it looks like Dylan Hausman is going to kick the point after for the Lancers. The snap is down, the kick is up, and it looks good. It is good, and that makes our score 21-14 with 21 seconds left to go here in the third period. And we'll be back for the kickoff right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Okay, the Lancers getting set to kick off to the Blackjacks. That was quite a play, wasn't it, Dwayne?
Well, it was an interception, but Blackjacks had it, and just some guys that had better angle on that said it should not have happened.
So,
we won't go into any farther than that, but Blackjacks definitely didn't get a break there. See if they can come back and get another touchdown here. Need to score.
21 seconds left to go here in the third period. 21-14, and again an onside kick, but it didn't go the 10 yards.
Nope. Flag on there. He's one out of bounds at 9 yards, so.
Yeah.
They
don't want
to
dare trust the return game after what happened earlier, so. So the Blackjack should have pretty good field position.
Illegal touching on Candy is going to be the call. There's a lot of penalties here for Candy in the second half. The benefit of the board, they'll get a good field position here
along
midfield.
Well, it could be. Camby touched the ball before it went out of bounds, so that's going to be a penalty on Camby.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to push it along to make it go to 10 yards.
Yeah, it didn't happen, so here we'll have the call. The Camby coach is just rubbing his head, and he's pointing at his head, you know, got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
ball didn't go with the 9 yard or 10 yards.
First down here is going to decline
and
take the ball.
Not sure.
Going to decline the penalty and just take the ball at the 49-yard line.
Yep.
Well, actually, 48-yard line of the Lancers. So Blackjacks are going to take, after all that, Blackjacks are going to get the ball at the 48-yard line. Penalty was declined. Ball only went 8 yards. And the Blackjacks are going to go at it.
So it'll be first and 10 for Dawson Boyd at the Lancer 48-yard line. Lancers closing in on the Blackjacks now, trailing by one touchdown and an extra point. Shotgun formation for Liebel and the Blackjacks. And the Lancer jumps offside, so the Blackjacks will pick up a quick 5 yards.
You know, you said all the penalties on the Blackjacks, all the mistakes on the Blackjacks on the first half. Well, it's all going against Camby on the second half. Penalty on Camby, 5 yards. So Blackjacks have the ball on the 43-yard line, 5 yards, first down and 5.
So now it'll be first down and 5 yards for the Blackjacks. Clock still at 21 seconds left to go here in the third period.
Blackjack's getting some breaks here.
Yep. Leva lines up in under center, I formation. They'll give off to Sather. And
another flag.
Let's see who the penalty's on this time. It looked like it's going to go against the Blackjacks.
Against the Blackjacks.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, we're having a lot of penalties in this game, Dwayne.
Yeah. It's time to get clean that up, and let's have a ball game here.
Yeah. Yep. First half was pretty much penalty-free. I think there was like two penalties, and they were both against the Blackjacks. But here in the second half, we've had quite a large number of penalties going against both teams.
So we got first down here for the Blackjacks, first and 15 from the Blackjacks' 47-yard line. So we got first and long. There's first and short.
Yep, and we're still in the third period. It's been a long third period now.
Yes, it has.
Yep, shotgun formation again for the Blackjacks. And Liebel's going to keep it and take
he
off running. He has found a big hole, and he gets down across the Lancer 45-yard line, so a nice gain by Gunner.
We got an injury here. Canby Lancer's hobbling off the field.
Well, looks like he's cramped up out there.
Yeah.
I thought that only happened when it was hot.
Well, those guys are probably hot out there.
Yeah, probably.
They've been working hard. We got another player down out there.
Yeah.
Well, could be cramping up.
Well, looks like he's going to, that's Eli Greenman. Looks like he's
coming off. He's doing okay.
Yeah, just had a little bit of a cramp, and he should be able to walk that off.
Old days, they'd give you a salt pill.
Yeah. Wait till he gets our age, Dwayne. He'll have that happen all the time.
Yeah. If they don't let you have a salt pill and drink out of the same bucket anymore.
No, because it'll be second down and 7 yards to go now for the Blackjacks at the Lancer 45-yard line.
Nice.
And that's the end of the third period.
Nice run by Liebel up the middle.
Yep, so we'll be back for our fourth and final period, but let's give a listen to a message from our sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Canby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Canby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Canby, and Dawson.
Okay, well, 12 minutes to go, Dwayne. It could be anybody's game yet.
Yeah, Blackjacks got the ball roll on the 45-yard line. We got second and about seven, short seven. 21-14, Blackjacks ahead.
Shotgun formation, two setbacks. And going to have, it looked like a guy jumped offside.
It did, but don't see any flags.
No. No. Looked like one of the Blackjack offensive players jumped a little early there. But looked like picked up only about a yard on the play. So that'll be third down and about six.
Third and six.
Again, the ball at the Lancer 44-yard line, and again, the Blackjacks will line up shotgun formation, two setbacks, one wide out on each side. Liebel back to pass, looking, rolls to his right, throws it a little bit low. Now he's got a flag.
A lot of flags.
Yeah.
And somebody...
Oh, and one of the Blackjack players is...
holding on the Blackjacks.
Yeah. Number 10 is slow at getting up there for the Blackjacks, Drew Yomlin.
The ball was intended for Drew over there, and he got hit. But we have a holding in the backfield for the Blackjacks. So what's going to happen here? Are they going to take it? Is it going to be third and longer, or is it going to be fourth and seven?
Yeah.
No, they take the penalty.
Okay, so it'll be...
So it's going to be third and about 15, yep. 16 yards.
The ball is spotted back into Blackjack territory at the Blackjack 46-yard line.
Gives an opportunity for Blackjacks to pick up the first down. It's third down and 17.
Okay, Blackjack's got three wideouts on the near sidelines. Liebel in shotgun formation. He's back to pass.
He's got some time. Oh, he got away.
Oh, he got away. And he's throwing it long.
Oh,
just over to the receiver by inches.
Yeah, Olsen was open there a little bit. Nice pass.
But, boy, give Liebel credit for getting loose. The guy had him by the jersey.
Had him by the jersey, and he got away. So it's going to be fourth down.
And long, so the Blackjacks will have to punt this one away.
Here we have a fake punt pass right. It's getting to be a football game here.
Yeah.
Nice stand by the Canby Lancers.
Boy, the first half went fast, but the second half is kind of slowed down with all the penalties and incomplete passes.
Breaks back the punt.
Number 23 is back deep for Canby. That's Grabdahl. The snap is away, and
nice,
it's a high. Nice kick. It's going to take a Blackjack bounce.
Oh, ever.
Yeah, nice Blackjack bounce inside the 25-yard line down to about the 23-yard line.
Nice punt.
Yep, so it'll be first and 10 for the Lancers at their own 23-yard line. So a good kick by the Blackjack. And that Blackjack bounce helps a lot, too.
Yeah. Well, Blake is in there, but Yamlin's out.
Yeah. Yeah, he was slow getting up on that last play. So here come the Lancers, trailing by a touchdown. Shotgun formation. Wagner hands off to number four, Hausman, and a nice spin move by Hausman, but the Blackjacks are right there. Hold him to a minimal game, picked up
out to the 30-yard line.
Yep. Well, give him about 7 yards on that, so a nice run by Hausman.
Also in on the stop is number 11, Colton Boffin.
Second and three, Colton Boffin.
Colton Boffin on the tackle. Off, they came around the right side.
Yep. 10-18 left to go in the ball game. Again, shotgun formation for Wagner and the Lancers. And they'll fake the handoff to Hausman and Wagner, boy. And he's got the first down. That's only the fifth first down of the game for the Lancers, but they get them when they are needed. So good run by Wagner, and it'll be first and 10 for the Lancers at their own 42-yard line. 21-14 our score. Lancers on the move. And again, Wagner in shotgun formation. They'll pitch it to Hausman, and he's got big hole, and he's got another Lancer first down as he gets across the 45 up to about the 48-yard line.
Nice run off the right side.
So first and 10 for the Lancers. Oh, they're going to spot it at the 47-yard line. I was thinking 48-yard line, but.
Made up for that last one.
Yeah. So the Lancers moving the ball on the ground against the Blackjacks. And again, shotgun formation.
In Blackjack territory, first and
Wagner looking at his wristband. And he hands off to Hausman, and again, a lot of running room for Hausman.
Ooh, nice tackle.
Yeah, looked like he was going to break free, but nice tackle by, I think it was number seven, Shocker.
Shocker
and
Olsen. Hit him nice, only a gain of about three. Looked like he was going to go.
Yeah. So it's shy of just shy of the 50-yard line in Lancer territory, and that makes it second down and about 7 yards to go now for the Lancers.
He's a pitch out again.
To Hausman again, and he's got a lot of running room.
Holding.
And
fumble.
And it looks like the Blackjacks
got it.
Blackjacks got it. So that's only the second turnover by the Lancers.
He fumbled it. That big turnover there.
Yes, it was. Lancers were on the move, but fumble, and the Blackjacks recover.
Well, I was hollering, holding, holding, because it's right in front of us.
But, well, there's no flag.
I think Boyd got his hand in there and pulled that ball out. So Blackjacks are taking over from their 41-yard line with 8 minutes and 41 seconds to go with the lead, 21-14. So can they keep moving the ball and run that clock?
Well, Liebel in shotgun formation with running back on each side, and Liebel's going to keep it.
And he's got the net.
Yes, he's still going. Nice run by Gunnar Liebel as he gets up to about the Blackjack 48-yard line.
He put many yards on there to get those yards.
Yeah.
He was going back and forth, back and forth. He got up to about the 48-yard line of the Blackjack.
So it'll be second down and 3, 7-yard pickup by Gunner.
I don't think the Blackjacks are going to be any hurry here.
No, they want to run some time off this clock and see if they can punch her in for a insurance score.
There you go. Exactly.
Yep. Again, shotgun formation for the Blackjacks. Two wideouts on the far sidelines, one on the near sideline. And Gunner's going to keep it again.
And
now
we've
got a flag. Usually that means holding where the flag was thrown. And that's what it is, holding against the Blackjacks.
Going to move them back.
Yep.
That's not helping anything, Kerry.
No, it's not. Gunner's kind of lifting a little bit there.
Well, I think both teams have really been hitting hard tonight.
Yeah.
There's a lot of going to be a lot of sore boys tonight and tomorrow.
Yep.
Ooh,
boy,
10 yards back.
Yeah.
That hurt.
All the way back to the Blackjack 38-yard line.
You know, they were in a position that they could run the ball and run that clock, but when you got to pick up 14 yards for a first down.
Yep, so shotgun formation again for Liebel and the Blackjacks. There's a snap. Liebel looking to pass and throwing it. Oh, boy.
Boyd got it.
Oh, what a nice catch by Boyd. Being watched by two defenders, they were all over him, but Boyd able to pull that one in and pick up the first down.
There you got when you're 6'7" and can jump. That took the ball away from him right there.
And there they shorted the Blackjacks yard again.
They did.
Yeah, that was right in front of us. But they'll spot it at the Gamby 46-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Blackjacks.
Another Blackjack first down. That was big.
Yeah, it was. 7:23 left to go. Blackjack's on the move.
Nice catch by Boyk.
Yeah, he was well guarded. The defenders were all over him, but good job by Boyk to pull that one in.
Nice pass by Liebel, too.
And they'll give it to Hansen. Hansen,
nice year on.
Yep, he gets down to the 40-yard line of the Lancers, short of the first down marker, but a nice pickup by Nathan Hansen.
Nice hole there around the right side between the tackle and the end, and picked up about 6 yards.
Yep, so it'll be second down and 4. Ball spotted at the Lancer 41-yard line.
The Blackjacks are eating up some of this clock, going under 7 minutes now.
21-14, Dawson Boyd leading, trying to even their record at 3-3.
Look at the difference in the defender on Boyd.
Yeah, high formation for the Blackjacks. Liebel pitches it out to Hansen again. Hansen again trying to get around the corner, but nothing doing. Probably lost a yard on that play. The Lancers were in there to... back up the runner.
Third and 6.
Yep. So actually lost a couple yards on that play. Clock keeps running though. 6:15 left to go.
If they can keep this drive going here, if they can pick up the first down and keep that clock going, be big. Ball's on the 42.5-yard line.
Just under 6 minutes left to go. We got 3 wideouts on the near sidelines, 1 on the far sidelines. Liebel's lined up in the shotgun formation. 1 lone setback to his right side. And now Corey Larson calls a timeout. So with 5:50 left to go in the ball game, Blackjacks leading 21-14. There's a timeout on the field, and we'll be back right after this from our good sponsors.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it, expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
Okay, Blackjacks lined up, third down and 6 yards to go for Dawson Boyd. Boyk in motion, shotgun formation, and Liebel's going to keep it and trying to nitpick his way, but nothing doing. So the Lancers stack him up, and it'll be fourth down.
Loss of a yard. And so we're going to have fourth and 8.
So the Blackjacks will probably kick this ball away. Blackpaw Valley now leading McCray 18-7 with 6 minutes left in the third period.
So we got fourth and long 8. Ball's on the 44-yard line of the Canby Lancers.
And the clock continues to run. 5:12 left to go, and looks like the Blackjacks are going to go for it. So shotgun formation. Let's see what the Blackjacks come up with here.
It's going to be a pass.
And they bullet thrown by Liebel. Fortunately, it was a bullet because it was thrown right to one of the Lancers, and he was unable to pull that one in, so an incomplete pass, and the Lancers will take over at their own 45-yard line.
Yep, we got 4 minutes and 59 seconds to go. Jack Blackjacks are still ahead, 21, Canby 14. See if Blackjacks defense can hold here. Ball on the 44-yard line. Canby's taking over.
So the Lancers with a chance. Shotgun formation again for Canby. Houseman lined up right behind Wagner. And they'll give it to Houseman. And he's got a lot of running room again. And he gets the first down. Gets all the way down to the Blackjack 45-yard line.
16-yard pickup. Little pitch back and comes around right up kind of the gut, off the right side a little bit, and picks up 16 yards.
So it'll be first and 10 for Canby at the Blackjack 45-yard line, 4:47 left to go. Shotgun formation again. Altman lined up as a slot back this time. And,
yep. False start.
Ball start. Then,
Blackjacks are all pointing.
Yep. So that'll back the Lancers up 5 yards. Moving back to the 50-yard line.
Last series, they brought Liebel in as safety, which is a change for them. So we got Liebel in the backfield here as a safety.
That turnover on down gives Canby one last chance here. With the way this fight is moving here, this is probably the last try for Canby here. We'll see.
Ball's right on the 50-yard line, right in front of us here.
Okay, and the shotgun formation again.
Ooh.
Now they'll get their 5 yards back. So 52 of the Blackjacks, a little bit anxious.
Gave it right back to them.
That was Stewart for the Blackjacks. So now first and 10 for the Lancers.
Oh, 45-yard line. Of the Blackjacks.
4:36 left to go. Now Houseman in motion for the Lancers and a fake handoff to him and
no goal.
No, Wagner, quarterback keeper, and he's going to be hit for a loss.
Loss of 2.
Who was that that was in there to...
Colin Shocker. He's having a heck of a game.
Yes, he is. He's made a lot of tackles here this evening. So second and 12 now for the Lancers. Clock continuing to run.
Need a couple more tackles here.
Okay, shotgun formation. Hausman lined up right behind Wagner. Now Wagner talking to Hausman. And Hausman steps up alongside of... And Wagner keeps it himself, but he can't break. Boy, good job by the Blackjacks. Number 7 and number 11 were able to hit him low and hang on. That was Colton Botham and Holland Shocker.
And they move back, move him back another yard.
So third down and...
13. Third and 13.
And the clock continues to run, 3:31. High formation again for the Lancers. Hausman lined up behind Wagner. Wagner flips
it
down. Hausman trying to get around the corner.
And they got him.
They stopped him short. But the Lancers will more than likely go for it on fourth.
Number 4, Dylan Hausman on the carry. Finally knocked out of bounds by number 5.
Knocked out of bounds by Boyk.
Picked up about 5 yards. That'll bring up fourth down and 9 yards to go now for the Lancers. The ball spotted at the Blackjack 44-yard line. And the clock stopped at 3:17 as Hausman was able to get out of bounds to stop the clock.
Here's a big play. This is a big play right here. If they can stop them.
So 3:17 left to go. Blackjack leading 21-14. It's fourth down and 9 yards. Wagner shotgun. Now Hausman lines up alongside of him, and Wagner is rolling to his left, looking downfield, and has it complete to his receiver. And I think we're running out of juice or something here. I think we ran out of... Yeah, I think I...
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Going on vacation and can't take your pet? Pleasant Valley Kennels of rural Ortonville is for you. Steve and Bobby Oak's family boarding facility that takes cats, dogs, birds, and other special pets. Separate areas for dogs and cat. Call 320-273-2421.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Well, the battery's died on our unit here, so we're going to do the rest of it on the cell phone here. But penalty called against the Canby Lancers. Lancers are on the move. It's second down and 2 yards to go. The ball is now it's going to be second down and long for the Lancers. The ball will be spotted back to the Blackjack 33-yard line. So second down and about 13 yards to go for the Lancers. 2:13 left to go in the ball game. 21-14, Blackjack leading, but the Lancers on the move. So shotgun formation for Wagner. Hausman lined up right behind Wagner. Now he gets right to the left of him. Wagner back to pass, rolling to his left, looking, has time, and now he's going to go down at about the Blackjack 45-yard line. So good defensive play. Looked like number 22, Sather of the Blackjacks, able to knock Wagner down and out of bounds. So good defensive play by Sather and the Blackjacks. Clock stopped at a minute 55 left to go, and that really backs the Lancers up now. So it'll be third and a mile. So at the Blackjack 44-yard line, third down and 23 yards to go for the first down. Shotgun formation again for Wagner. They need to get down to the Blackjack 20-yard line for the first down. High snap, but Wagner pulls it down. He's back to pass, looking, And, oh, I thought that number five, Boyk, was going to be in there to intercept that one, but couldn't quite get to it. So an incomplete pass, and it'll bring up fourth down now for the Lancers, fourth and 23. Clock stopped at a minute 49 left to go in the ball game. So this will be the ball game here. The Blackjacks can prevent the first down and take over on downs. They should be able to pull this one out. So again, shotgun formation. Hausman behind Wagner. Wagner steps alongside of him now, and Wagner back to pass, looking, still has time. Still has time and gets away from one defender and throws it and misses his receiver by quite a distance. So the Blackjacks will take over on downs with a minute 42 left to go in the ball game. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 44-yard line. Every time the Blackjacks and the Lancers get together, it's a pretty good ball game. And this one, no different tonight. Both teams playing hard. There's been some hard hits out there. So 21-14, a minute 42 left to go. Blackjacks leading. But the Lancers have three timeouts, so if the Blackjacks can pick up a first down, I formation, Liebel in under center. And he pitches it out to number Hansen, number three, and Hansen picks up maybe 2-3 yards, and the Lancers call a timeout right away, so the clock stopped at the minute 36.
So,
Blackjacks will have it second down and about 7 yards to go. Timeout on the field. We'll just keep it right here. And again, good idea, the cell phone here is our batteries died in this new unit, which I'm not used to. Not sure how the, guess I can't, those directions are in Chinese.
We don't like that.
No.
Well, Blackjacks can hold on.
Yeah, if the Blackjacks can hold on. They have to pick up a first down as the Lancers still have two timeouts left to go here. And, of course, the Blackjacks don't want to do anything foolish here either. Yeah, 18-7. Yeah, that game being played out of Lackbarrow Valley. Lackbarrow Valley trying to pick up their second win of the season. Their only win against the Blackjacks. Okay, both teams back out on the field. Second down and about 8 yards to go for the Blackjacks. A minute 36. Liebel in under center. I formation for Dawson Boyd. And they'll hand off to Sather. Sather maybe picks up a yard, and the Lancers will call a timeout immediately. So third down and about 7 yards to go now with a minute 32 left to go. So another timeout on the field. This time, Mike, we'll take a quick break and be back after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Okay, Blackjacks lined up, third down and 7 to go. And Liebel's going to keep it and run it right up the middle. And boy, he's keeping those legs going. He's got the first down, Dwayne.
First down.
What a run. Got those legs turning, and he picks up the first down. Hold on, second effort.
A big, 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 big first down, because you know what? Now the Blackjacks can run the clock. Otherwise, it was a big play there. So Blackjacks will run the clock.
Yep, I think the Lancers probably had one timeout left to go, but the Blackjacks picked up the first down. And
awesome.
Yeah, give Gunnar Liebel credit on that one. He kept those legs turned, and it was all on second effort.
Exactly. Like you said, he went right up the guts, and he got – they were basically going to run the time, make Camby make a decision. But they're just going to take – they're in victory formation now and going to take a knee.
So it's just a matter of taking the snap and dropping the knee and running the timeout. 56 seconds left to go, so – So the Blackjacks will even their record to 3-3, and the Lancers will drop to 4-2. So a hard-fought game here tonight. Both teams put up some good efforts. The second half probably a little sloppier than the first half, as there was a lot of penalties called on both teams. So Liebel takes the snap and takes the knee, and that should about do it as time runs out. So our final score here tonight, it'll be Dawson Boyd 21 and the Camby Lancers 14. So congratulations to the Blackjacks on a hard-fought win here tonight. And, well, that's our ball game. We'll take a two-minute break and wrap things up after this. We'll have the Neon Needles post-game show right after this two-minute break.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is John Nevins, manager of Dawson Co-op Credit Union for the past 39 years. We are proud of our history and have now grown beyond our Dawson borders. To reflect this ever-growing membership, we have changed our name to Greater Community Credit Union. Still member-owned, still same dedicated people, still same great service. Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement, rock chip repairs. Work with all insurance companies, same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
T&D Barnwood Rustics' Tom and Delight Ludvigson says whether you're in need of a last-minute gift, decor for your home, new furniture, or custom woodwork, they can do it for you. It's appointments only at T&D Barnwood Rustics, so give Tom and Delight a call at 605-695-1246. That's 605-695-1246 today. That's T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson, owners.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Okay, we're back at RB Clay Field. This one's in the books, Dwayne. It was a hard-fought battle. Blackjacks came out on top, winning 21-14 over the Canby Lancers. We knew it was going to be a good game before it started, and it turned out to be just that.
It was. It was a hard-fought game, like you said, and a lot of hard hits. I think there's a lot of sore boys out there.
Yeah, we were talking before we got back on the air. We did get the broadcast unit working again. We figured out how to get the battery things open and put some new batteries in there, so...
We're back on the air.
Yeah, we're back to use the broadcast equipment and that too. But we were talking about player of the game and play of the game, and I think player of the game, we have to give Josh Liebel credit on that quarterback keeper to pick up that first down. He just kept those legs pumping and turning, and he was able to pick up that first down all on his own.
Yep, and and he worked hard all night. He had some nice runs, and besides that, and some good passes. He had a few interceptions, but they came out on top.
Yeah, they did. And the play of the game, we have to say that sack of Wagner by Shocker.
Yeah, that was a big turning point in the game, pushed him back right at the end here, so... congratulations to the Blackjacks and those player of the game, Josh Liebel, for his nice run up the gut to get that first down.
Okay, and then as far as the scoring tonight, Blackjacks, they got on the board first, and Liebel completed a 16-yard touchdown pass to Yomland. That was with a minute 24 left to go in the first period, and the point after kick was good. That made the score 7-0. And then the Blackjacks scored again on a 2-yard run by Liebel with 8:25 left to go in the first half. And that was 13-0. The kick was good, and that made it 14-0.
There's a couple good reasons for Liebel to be player of the game.
Well, yeah. But then the Lancers, they got on the board. It was a 27-yard touchdown pass with 3:03 left to go in the third period. And, again, that was a fourth down play, so... hats off to the Canby Lancers and Wagner for completing that touchdown pass, and the kick was good, and that made it 14-7. And then the Blackjacks were able to score one last time with 4:36 left to go, and that was in the third period, and Nathan Hansen took it in from about a foot out. The kick was good, and that made the score 21-7. And then, let's see. I forgot to write down the last score the last just made, but anyway, our final was 21-14. Dawson Boyd coming out on top. So as we said, the Blackjacks improved to 3-3, and the Lancers, they dropped to 4-2. And next up for the Blackjacks, they travel to Maynard to take on McCray. McCray trailing Lac Parra last we checked, 18-7. And the Lancers, they'll be hosting Yellow Medicine East. That'll be both those games next Thursday night. And then the following week, it'll be MEA weekend, and Blackjacks will be hosting Mineota Wednesday, October 18th, and the Lancers will travel to Olivia to take on Bold on the 18th.
So no Friday night out?
No Friday night out.
All right.
Yeah. Well, this was kind of fun. I'm a little bit rusty. I haven't done this for a while, but just like
this. Good job, Terry.
Well, you too. But.
Another one in the books, and the Blackjacks got a win, and it was a big game because they're fighting for a position, playoff position here. So big game tonight because these two teams are going to be fighting for that spot.
Yeah, they sure are. And you always like to try and get a home game if you possibly can.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, again, our final score, 21-14. Blackjacks come out on top. And, Paul, if you're listening, I hope that you get well and can get back at it again. So But it's always fun when I can fill in for Paul and help out.
It's fun doing it. We did it for years.
Yeah, fun to come out of retirement once in a while.
There you go. Got to do that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening, and it was a great blackjack win tonight.
Yep, and I even sold some extravaganza raffle tickets.
Yeah, so all those people out there listening, get your extravaganza raffle tickets, too.
Chance to win $1,000. Tickets available at Q92 Studios over in Madison and at Dawson Businesses. The extravaganza coming up November 4th, and that's when the drawing will be. So with that, Mike, we'll turn it back to you at the main studios. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our good sponsors.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Your up-to-date source for local weather is KLQP, Q92.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. A frost advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Lows dip down to about 32 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 57. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night, lows around 41. Upper 50s Sunday, turning cooler on Monday with highs in the mid-50s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 32 overnight. Wish a top off around 57 tomorrow. Lows level off around 41 tomorrow.